Good afternoon. Can I help you with something today?
Hi, yeah, my name is Alex, and I'm planning this trip for children to New York that I wanted to discuss with you.
Nice to meet you, Alex. My name is Shane. Go ahead and have a seat.
Will do, thanks.
So, is there anywhere you wanted to start?
Yeah, I'm most concerned with transportation. We have lodging figured out and most of the daily events planned out. Just need to figure out how we're all going to get there.
I see. And do you have any budgetary restrictions on travel?
The less money we spend on travel, the better, but it's not a huge concern. We've been thrifty, so we're not too tight on money or anything.
Well, that's good to hear. You've already done plenty of the planning and still have the funds, so this shouldn't be too hard to get.
Great. So I know there are a bunch of options, like taking the train, buses, or just flying there.
Certainly. Flying is going to be the most expensive, but the quickest.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured and was wanting to go ahead and rule that one out then. A lot of kids haven't flown before and it can make parents nervous.
Those are very valid concerns. Plus, you might have the money for it, but that doesn't necessarily mean you should go for it.
True. So that one's off the table then, which leaves buses and trains.
Okay. Well, those methods are fairly similar, all things considered. Buses, however, are pretty usual for kids. They've taken them a lot in their lives and don't view them as anything special. Conversely, many kids won't have been on a train before and they'll view it as an exciting opportunity.
And that's the one parents likely won't really worry about much, I don't think.
True. I've rarely encountered people who feel that trains are unsafe.
The train would be a little bit faster, right?
Yes, the train should be faster, especially because the train isn't at the mercy of traffic the way a bus would be.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of traffic. It's usually not bad, but you never know what could happen.
One thing to consider about the bus, however, is that you can stop whenever you might need to. Take snack breaks and restroom breaks, things like that, which being on the train wouldn't necessarily allow. Sometimes, kids just need to get up and run around for a little while.
Oh gosh, that's a good point too. I can see how either of these would be good for different reasons. Good for different kids in my group even. This is tough.
Well, how many children are you taking on this trip?
Around 60.
Well, something you could do then is split them into two groups. That way, you can either let them choose or just assign them based on what you think would be best. One group could take the bus and the other could take the train.
Okay. Yeah, I actually really like that. I think that gives me just the flexibility that I want.
Great. I'm glad that's settled. Now then, was there anything else?
Nope. That does it. Thanks for all your help.
You're welcome. Enjoy the trip.